So my name is Mike Spaeth. I graduated this May in 2023. I was a finance major. I'm here to talk about Butterslide. It originally started in high school. It was me and one other kid that I started it with. We were assigned a project in an entrepreneurship class, and it was either to create a business or run an event. And so we originally made like a platform where people could, you know, watch our stuff and our short music videos. And we actually had to pitch it at a high school event to a bunch of investors. It was a competition, see who could have the best idea, who has the best backing of their company and stuff like that. And we actually got like last place in this competition just because no one like believed in the idea or right. like how it could make money.
Yeah.
And we, you know, made some hoodies for ourselves. We made my buddy just made a logo, put it on a custom ink, and like we bought 4 or 5 hoodies for like a couple kids in our class who were like, oh, that's kind of sweet. And you know, started to wear them at school, and I went to a private high school, and so it was like very restrictive of what we were able to wear, but it kind of started catching some attention from just like some of my friends, buddies, you know, kids on my team. And we bought like 30 shirts, and we were like terrified, just like with the custom logos, we're like, who's gonna buy our stuff? And we carried a box around school and sold all 30 shirts in probably 10, 15 minutes. It was crazy. Like, we did not expect it, but we took that money and like some of the rest of our money that, you know, we had from friends and family. We bought 100 hoodies, which was like almost unbelievable. It was like, we had a pop-up event at school. This is months later after just like designing and, you know, working on our stuff. But like there was probably 10 to 12 like startups or companies just kind of like as a pop-up day at the end of the school year. And we had like a line of 60 kids show up like immediately. And we sold out like 110 hoodies in probably an hour, hour and a half. And then we just paid back that investment and, you know, kind of used that to grow Butterslides and continue like the brand.
Yeah. So that's actually cool.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. Yeah. Well, you guys are selling out like now, like how many are you selling out?
Yeah. So we've definitely now it's kind of like taken a small pause just because of like how busy school is and right. how busy lacrosse was, like graduation and stuff like that. In our peak was like COVID. Because everyone was watching mm-hmm. Instagram, watching videos. Like, we were in my backyard tie-dyeing hoodies by hand and, like, coming up with designs and shoots. And you can even tell, like, in a lot of our Instagram videos, which is a lot of our marketing, like, everyone's wearing masks and stuff okay. like that. But, I mean, we would buy 50 hoodies in 2 different colors and 60 shirts and... We, like, for some instances, like, some of the, like, tie-dye hoodies we made, they're pretty limited. We only made, like, 30 of them total, and we're like, oh, not too sure how people are going to like these, but they sold out in, like, 2.5 minutes.
That's so crazy.
And we, like, the demand was insane. We, like, didn't even know what to do. So, like, it was such, like, it was kind of like my summer job at that point, because mm-hmm. that's, like, what we put our focus into. And yeah, I mean, it just kind of continued to grow and get a little bit bigger. We had a little bit more like funding and money that we could put into designs and our marketing and stuff like that. So it's kind of how we are, like where we are today.
Yeah. No, I think it's so cool. So like in high school, clearly they had like the entrepreneurial like events and stuff that you guys could do. And it sounded like a lot of your peers were supporting you like, mm-hmm. Fast forward, then you got into college, then you joined like your lacrosse team, which has a bunch of dudes on it.
Yeah.
Like, how was that support coming into that and just like running, having that business, but then having like a support cast around it? Like, would you say it was good, bad?
Oh, yeah. No, definitely going to college was probably our biggest like upgrade in Butterslabs, you could say, because like we had what, our 100 kids from our high school all go to 40 different colleges around the country. So we actually started an ambassador program in high school and transitioned it into college, and hopefully going to start that up again soon. It was a lot to maintain, but we basically were giving out discount codes to our friends, and based off of, you know, how many people at different schools were buying our clothes, like we would give them a cut of like, I'm not totally sure what the percentage was, but a small percentage, and they would, you know, it's, you know, college money.
Like, yeah, they're no down.
One, yeah, wow. Everyone's game for a little bit of extra side cash. So, but it was nice. Joining like the lacrosse team at Westminster was super cool. Everyone was super supportive and loved the brand and loved the idea. And you don't know how many times I get asked for free stuff on the daily. But, and it's as tough as it is, like, I can't say yes because, like, we're still growing.
Right.
But it's definitely cool to have that backing.
Did they ever have, or did you ever go to, like, any of the entrepreneurial, like, events if Westminster had them?
And,
like, do the same kind of stuff you were doing before?
I guess I didn't have, like, I feel like I didn't have a ton of opportunity. I think the best things that I had from Westminster, especially like in our business 101 class that I took, where we kind of had the same thing of like come up with an idea. I think that kind of like role play and kind of like live action of selling something was definitely helpful. I can still remember, I forget his name, one professor I had, because I explained about Butterslabs my freshman year, so a couple of years ago, but
yeah.
We actually were able to like throw up our website, and I got feedback from like a couple professors and like all of my peers and classmates and stuff like that, and what they thought I could do better. And so I guess that was definitely helpful. And I guess like just like the basics and stuff for my end, because I'm like the finance department of Butterslabs.
Yeah.
I guess pretty much the, like the accounting side and the finance stuff that you learn at Westminster definitely helped me like apply that to Butterslabs and like what we're doing.
Yeah. Did a lot of your professors know that you were like...
I think a couple did, because I mean, it's like half my clothes is
right.
Like stuff that we have. And so some teachers would definitely ask about it, and I would explain, and I still probably like... Nancy, if you know Nancy, like the marketing teacher, greatest lady ever, but I still owe her one. I told her I'd give her one. And but yeah, there's a couple of people that I'm like were super helpful and
yeah,
definitely cared.
I went and got like interviewed your coach, just kind of about like how he supports like you guys and like the off-field stuff. And I asked him the same thing. I was like, did you know about Mike's Clemmer? And he's like, yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah.
We just thought it was cool and like whatever. So I think that's cool just that people are aware.
Yeah.
And like paying attention to that, the fact that you're like, you know, you're doing something new and different around campus. Mm-hmm. Your degree was in finance, but that you were in the business school then?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So like, yeah, kind of goes back to, I guess you kind of touched on it already, like, how that was able to translate to real world stuff for you, just like getting knowledge in the classroom and being able to apply it in a real like business setting. Since you've graduated, I know you were saying you guys are kind of ramping back up to like a relaunch.
Yeah.
You have a regular job now too, right?
Yeah. I work for a tech company in California, okay. So, but it's all remote.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's where you use your finance major?
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, it's definitely helped with like Butterslabs and stuff like that. Just cause I don't know, you're not exposed to like a ton of like real life situations and you don't know how it will apply. But there's definitely a lot of things that, you know, you can learn through doing it and apply that to the stuff you're learning at Westminster. So that's been pretty sweet.
Yeah. And then, the last question is just, you know, the support that you got from your friends, from family, from, you know, the community around Westminster. Like, how does that, I mean, that's got to make you feel more motivated and kind of.
Oh, yeah. Like, keep going. Yeah, definitely. It's, there's been times where I'm, like, struggling if I, like, you know, want to, like, really stick with it just because there's so much stuff
going on. Yeah, it's a huge workload, especially when you're in school, like, and playing lacrosse, and then you're trying to run a business. Like,
it's definitely tough, but it is motivating because you do see, like, how tight the community is and, like, how many people support you. And I guess people just want to be a part of, like, you know, something bigger, something cooler. So, like, all my friends at home and people still here, like when they wear butter slabs, it's something to definitely, like, represent and be a part of. That isn't some, like, billion-dollar clothing brand, like, you know, Nike or Supreme or, like, something like that. So
yeah, people can, like, feel like it's, like, they're, like, they're, like, really a part of it. Yeah, it's, like, totally. Their special thing.
So it's been really cool to see all the support and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, I love it. I said, I'd keep going. Yeah. I'll definitely be buying something on the next drop for sure.
Yeah, I'll definitely hook it up for you guys for sure.